Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I told you last Friday, the price of gold has been going up against the dollar, also nearing or reaching all-time highs against about 70 other currencies early last week. It was even up to a more than six-year high against the U.S. dollar. However, I want to be crystal clear, it is not gold or silver that is rising in value. An ounce of gold or silver today is still worth an ounce of gold or silver a year, a century, or 2,000 years ago. What gold and silver have going for them is stability. Did you know that in ancient Rome, the finest quality men's toga could be purchased for about an ounce of gold? Today, that same ounce of gold would still purchase a top quality men's suit. Or that 50 years ago, one American silver quarter could purchase a gallon of gasoline, and that today its value could still buy that same amount? Maybe this will help you to understand the distinction. If you had purchased a top-quality men's suit in 1928, you could have paid for it with a 1928-dated U.S. $20 gold double eagle, which contains just under an ounce of gold, or a 1928 U.S. $20 Federal Reserve note. Today, that gold double eagle could still purchase a very nice men's suit, while that same Federal Reserve note would not even pay for one sleeve or pants leg. What is really changing in value is not gold or silver, it's the U.S. dollar. It is falling. Do you really have any idea how much the dollar has fallen in value against an ounce of gold since the Federal Reserve Bank was established 106 years ago? No need to look it up. The dollar has lost 98.6% of its value against gold since 1913. Today, President Trump and the Federal Reserve are both committed to pushing down the value of the U.S. dollar even further. So, what would you rather hold to preserve your wealth? Ounces of gold and silver, or the equivalent value in U.S. dollars? The longer you wait to make your prudent decision, the more you could lose. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.